Kugel Lennon, I blocked the motor. We are in Daf Nun Test Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page. The last thing we learned was Achut HaMashul Meheru Le'inatek. Mishnah was talking about different kinds of chazakis. Sulam HaMitzri, a small ladder, ain't like chazaka because they're portable. So it's going to allow you to have it for 3, 4, 5 years. It's not chazaka. What's this one mitzvah? It doesn't have four steps. Anything less than four steps is not a proper ladder. The minimum ladder is what Yaakov dreamt about. Chaloin hamitzis ain't lahin chazaka. Chaloin hamitzis has no chazaka because it's a small window and it's only there to use from time to time to look at on your yard. So it's not a chazaka. But on the other hand, if it's a large window or a window for light, there is a chazaka. It means that if 3 years go by, I can no longer stop you. And then Abbi Huda came along in Mishnah and said, what's the definition? We had the Tana Kama in the Mishnah said, what's the definition of a chalei mitzvah? You cannot put your head through there. Abbi Huda says, depends if it has a frame or not. Says in Moreg Mishnah, why is it? Gabi Sula, when it comes to a ladder, the Mishnah didn't bother explaining what a small ladder is. Mishnah, Gabi Chaloi, when it came to a window, the Mefadish does explain. So we answer him, Mishnah Kabay, if Lugit Abbi Huda Besefer, once introduced the argument of Yehuda, which is about whether a frame turns it into a window. Amr Abzeh says, if the window is within 4 amas of the ground, which means it's eye level, the guy can see into your place, then yesh loy chazoke, if it is for 3 years, that means you allow him, has a chazoke, you wouldn't have allowed him to do it unless you have permission. However, the yachalimchais, and you can stop him from doing it. If he opens a window above 4 amas from the ground, then since he can never really look at your private affairs, so then ain le chazaka, even if he did it for a number of years, no chazaka, and ben yachalimcha, you cannot even stop him because it doesn't really harm you in any way. So why can't you build the window so high up? It doesn't bother you in any way. Yeah. So if a guy wants to open a window, you cannot even stop him opening. Rabbi Loyam, Rabbi says, no. Feel my mabas ain't a chazaka. Even above 4 amas is a chazaka. Why? And it was in the middle. Why? You can stop him from building one. Lema lecheda. Lecheda seemed bekeifin al midas doim kumikum. Maybe they're arguing the very principle. When it doesn't bother me, can I still stop you from doing something? Over here, when the guy opens a window above 4 amas, how does it bother me? He can never see into my private affairs. Nobody's that tall. And yet, I can stop him. So it means it doesn't bother me, midas doim. The other one says, no, you can't stop him because it's shatanish. So what do you care? You say they're arguing that, and as far as we know, nobody's arguing this principle that koifin oisa midas doim, we force you to be a mensch. Says the Gemara, you're right. If you want to say masava koifin, masava and koifin, no such thing. Everyone agrees that midas doim, I shouldn't koifin midas doim. If you want to be schlecht for the sake of being mean, we stop you. But Kuli alma kaifin, we will stop you. Prevent shiny hoch is different. Amale zimnin, he says, I'm still worried. Because occasionally the maizvit sar sifat tusuch, you can bring a tall chair. The kayamt, you can stand up on the chair. Then, even though the window is, let's say, 4.5 amas from the ground, but if you bring a chair there, a stool there, and you climb up, you'll be able to see. A normal wall in the chatzah, you wouldn't do that because I can see you getting up on the chair, you're embarrassed. But over here, in the house, I can't see what you're doing, and suddenly you're peering through your window. So I'm scared. So I can argue that. Other opinion says no, it's not an argument. Who does the kamer abami? Somebody came before the abami once. Shodri the kamer ababa b'mamal. He sent them before the abama b'mamal. Amale over the lake rabbeloi. I'll follow rabbeloi that even above 4 amas there is a chazak. Even above 4 amas there's no chazak, and I can stop you. Yochel, if I can stop you from doing it. On the one hand, there's no chazaka, and I mean, for 3-4 years, means nothing. And but I can stop you from doing it because you're invading my privacy.
Because there's no chazaka, you can stop him. If it would be a chazaka,
no,
you would
have okay, to. Usually we say, if there's a chazaka, which means that normally people would protest if they saw you doing it, if you didn't for 3 years, that it's yours, then I could protest. Here we're saying there's no chazaka, and yet I can still protest because hezegri is different, it's invading my privacy. If the reason why you have this window is for light, then I feel kosher yesh lechazaka. If you made yourself a permanent window and you need light every single day, so therefore there's permanence. If I allowed you even for one day, it's a chazaka, or no matter how small it is, it's a window, it's a chazaka straight away. Because this is kvias, and kvias I would not have allowed you unless I actually gave you permission. Otherwise, I would have protested. But the Rambam is still 3 years chazaki. Remember, I told you before, it was a big machlek, it's 3 years straight away, or 30 days. The Rambam holds still 3 years chazaki, but no matter what size the window, we're making a difference with a small window, a large window, that's fine. But if it's a window, you specifically made a sunlight window, even though it's small, it is, I should have stopped you, because I know you want to leave it permanently. Mishnah. Hazid, if you have a, if Reuven and Shimon live next door to each other and they share kama chatzah, and then Shimon starts putting out these pegs from his house to hang things up on there or something like that, and so I have a wall of my house and I put the pegs outside the wall of my house onto your chatzah, it's
in the airspace of the other guys.
That's right. Then it's a valid chazake. And you cannot build something underneath that or somehow blocking me from using it.
I have that in my car park at work. My neighbor has an air conditioner that sticks out of his wall into the car park.
Exactly. It's a chazaka because he's been doing it for 3 years. You would have had to ask your permission in the beginning, or you would have had to ask permission of the landlord in the beginning. Yeah. Ad tefach aziz, up to a tefach yesh the chazaka. If it's up to a tefach, there's a chazaka, it's significant, I would have protested. And the yochalim chais, and I could protest, and I could prevent you doing it. You're taking up space in my chatzah, airspace as well, I need it. And you can't say, oh, it's middos daim, what do you care? It does care, because maybe I need the airspace. I want to build things in, now I can't build a room right here because there's a thing sticking out right smack in the middle. And number one, number two, the Gemara will say later on, how are you going to use this peg that's high up? You're going to have to climb on your roof and to put things on there. When you're climbing your roof, you're looking into my house. Yeah, has a griya. However, pachas metefach, if this peg is less than a tefach, ain't le chazaka. Why? Because the owner of the chatzah has a right to build up to the peg and block the peg, whatever it is. Because less than a tefach is not chashuv. Therefore, I didn't protest, and therefore, it's no chazaka. And then yachlimcha, I cannot be moichel. We'll see tomorrow later. Who cannot be moichel? Says the Gemara. So usually these pegs were used to hang the laundry or to hang things on there, hang the tables, it's just for hanging. This is what he said. He made a comment. If you made a chazaka for one tefach, it's just like a chazaka for four tefachim. We didn't understand what he meant. My comment, what in the world is he saying? Now, luchayit, it sounds like you said, if you make a peg for one tefach, you can then make another peg for four tefachim. Why? Because I allowed you one tefach means automatically four tefachim. Maybe I only allowed one tefach. One tefach doesn't bother me, but four tefachim does. What does it mean? We had the Gemara Lafir Al-Humal before, that every doorway in a chatzit has a title to four amas in the width. And according to the Rashbam's Prat, if your door is only one amma wide, you're entitled to four amas anyway, regardless. If your door is five amas, then you're entitled to the commensurate to the door. But up the four amas or less, you always get four amas because that's how many room you need for your donkey to park over there and to unsaddle your donkey and so on. So I'm going to buy. So that's exactly what it means. Hachikamba. Herzig roivar tefach b'meshech abo, herzig b'roichav abo. If it's wide a tefach, four tefachin long, sticking down the wall, so then he's entitled to a Z's four tefachim by four tefachim. Why? Not four amas, four tefachim. Because since I allowed you a makom chasha, four tefachim in Hilchos Shabbos is always considered a makom chasha. If I allow you a protrusion of four tefachim in length, automatically you're entitled to four tefachim in width.
Four by four is
it's sizable. It's
that's
not right.
A peg in the wall. Four by four, you think that the four tefachim is about this much, a square of that much, it's very big.
Okay, so if you only had, let's say, a Z's three tefachim, why that's all you're entitled to, two tefachim. But it's long, then you're only entitled to whatever it is, a tefach. But if you went four tefachim long, since it's chashuv this way and I allowed it, we'll give you four tefachim in the width. Say you might invite, who can protest the owner? Who cannot protest? The owner of the roof cannot protest. Balachotze, what in the world are you doing? Building things underneath my peg. Abba balachotze balagag yochalim. The owner of chotze can mefedish stop the guy from the ziz putting it out there. Because he says he's standing on the roof and he's looking to me. If you don't know my views, I feel about chotze balagag. Any yochalim chotze, even the owner of the chotze cannot stop balagag. What's machlekes? Lema behezigdi. They're arguing about this very concept. Hezigdi, you're on the roof looking in. Is that a problem? The ma'aseh of shmehezik. Because we had in the very beginning of Babasa, Machlekes, two wicked armies, whether Shmehezik is Shmehezik or Hezik is Lashmehezik. Maybe that's the Machlekes here. I'm not no. Kuli Amo Shmehezik. Vishayna Hach is different. Amalei le Tashmisha le Chazi. You can't use this peg. What do you use this narrow peg for? You can't use it to love us. The Mai Chazi le Mitlubami. The only thing you do is hang it. How can you hang a peg which is so high? Either you have a ladder or you climb on your roof or you bend over. When you're climbing on the roof and bending over, I cannot see you really, and I cannot avoid your head, your peering and your leering, and therefore it's a hazard. Madonna, one guy says, the only time I'm going to go on the roof is to hang things up. I promise you, I'll turn my head around, I won't look into your chutz at all while I'm doing it. I'll turn my face around, but to win the bay, and I'll hang it. That's the man that says that I cannot stop you. I don't believe you because sometimes let's see, you're going to fall off, or you're going to miss the hook, so you're going to look. And when you look, I'm in my bathing suit, whatever it is. I don't want you to see, so therefore, don't do it. Okay. Mishnah. You should not open windows into the courtyard of your friend. You should open the courtyard of your friend. Why? Because it has a kriya. Because I can then look through your window. I can look into your chatzit.
Does that mean build a window?
I'm not going to build a window in my house if it wasn't one there before already. Because I can look into your chatzit and see you doing your private things. The chatzit, I should fit into a chatzit belongs to others. I cannot open a window to that.
So a shared courtyard.
Yeah. Halacha is kama, but it's only your courtyard.
I was going to say, you have a chelik in it too. There's the chelik bench.
No, but my house is my house. So, and I don't mind if I look at myself. So I want to build a window in my wall.
It's a chaza shutfin. What private things are you doing there that you're going
to
get disturbed?
It's still, that we learned before, you still have a door from the chaza to the street. Because you know about things about me that most people don't know. And, you know, you get used to that.
So then that's why does it bother you if I make another window?
Because the window, very private things I won't do because I see in the chaza. But in your house, I don't know when you're there. You're in your house. I don't know when you did it before. You then I stopped doing all things in the chutzah. That I don't like to do. Look, by the chutzah cheder. If Shimon who shares a courtyard with Reuven bought a house, another property, shouldn't open, make a new door into the chutzah that already exists. But he built an attic on top of his house, and he built another floor story to his house. He shouldn't open the door into the chatzah shutvin because he's bringing more people into the chatzah. What you do, he creates another room in his house. Then he builds on top of that room, he builds another story. He opens his house. It's very hard to understand. What's the feeling if the door goes straight into the chatzah to his house? It's still a problem, isn't it? You're inviting more people into the chatzah. We'll see more. First of all, my eel chatzah shutvin. Why talk about a chatzah shutvin? Even if you own the entire chutz, I'm not going to open a window there. Like the boy come for sure. Like the boy, the chutz chadeira. Surely you have no rights in the chutz at all. I will the chutz. I should normally save for kabbayt. The same with you as the chayis. I was like, you cannot do too many private things when we share the courtyard. The commercial normally adi in the chutz. In the chutz, I know how to avoid you. I know when you're there, so I don't do any private things. Hash to fill the bayis. Now I'm being itzimuna. Now I have to hide in the house. That's higher.
Whole daily time.
Exactly. So remember, and also I cannot really see you when you're in the house. So I learn mice about the story. The mice, the person should pass the chal and as the chutz shutvin. He opens the window to the chutz shutvin. In both, and Abishma Rabbi Yosi, I'm like, herzakta bi herzakta. He say, well, you made a chazaka because he holds that a chazaka is straight away, not 3 years. Since you did something in front of us and was quiet, according to Rabbi Yishmol, it's as if you have a chazaka straight away. He and Rabbi Yisrael chazaka straight away, but we hold 3 years. However, you worked very hard to open the window. Now you go, it's awesome. Well, work hard and shut the window because you have it takes 3 years in chazaka and he's protesting. You got to shut it down. And at least time, if let's say I force you to shut down the window, let's say you had a window for 3 years, and then I go ahead and I build a wall right next to your window, so I'm blocking your window, and that 5 minutes already the chazaka. The least time, la alter of a chazaka. Why? So interesting. To create something, you need 3 years. To destroy takes 1 minute. So you want a chazaka for a window, you need 3 years chazaka. If I then build a wall next to that window, and I and I block it 1 minute, and you didn't say anything, it's a chazaka. There's no way in the world to tolerate me blocking your sunlight and just being quiet. The Mefarshim Achrayim try to explain why Taker to build in 3 years and to block 1 minute. The blocking actually hurts. He did a maisa to hurt you. And yeah. If you open another house, you shouldn't be, open a door to the Chazer Shutfi. But I can build a second story, a room in the back, and then upstairs. Tell you what, my time, what's the whole reason? You're not allowed to open a new door into the courtyard, and then to bring more people into the courtyard. Amos Sefer, tell me the Sefer. It says, Elin Kevin Reitzer, but you want to do this solution. Build an inner room. And then the boy, build a house of that. Okay, so one of the people walk through your front door, but you have many more people now walking through the same chatzit. Right? That's the problem. What's going on here? Amr Abuna says, my cheder shecholku b'shnai, my liya afsoi. The Rashbam learned it like this. Rashbam learned it like this. That you're not adding anything to your house. I have a big house on a downsize. So I split my house into two, and horizontally, and then I split the back part of the house vertically into two, so that there's two stories where there was exactly what. So I added nothing to the building itself.
But you're subdivided.
And if I have a family of 15 kids, can you stop me? So how is this any different than having a family of 15 kids? And other Rishonim in the Pshat, it goes more than that. Because they have to walk through my front door, I'm going to make sure that I don't have 10 people there. I also don't like having a million fremd people walking through my house. As long as they're going through the main part, because they're going through my front door, I'm going to limit the size, the number of people. If I open a door, I shouldn't open again opposite your door, window against the window, because I look right into your door, I look right into your window. It's nice. I will soon see we learn from a very interesting thing. If I had a small door, don't enlarge it. If I had one door or one window, give me right too, because I'm adding, increasing the hezekri, I cannot do that. But if let's say the Shul Rabbi between us and you have a house on one side and you have another, I'm afraid you can have a door right opposite your door. You know why? Because anyway, you have to protect yourself against the people in the street. And chaloin can negate chaloin. I can make a larger, I can make it two. Sitting about him in the middle. How do you know that you're not allowed to look into someone else's door? You know, how do you know the whole concept of hezegriya? I'm going to be echad of course. By Yisa Bilam as Enoch, when Bilam lifted his eyes, by Yad as Yisrael, he saw the Eden sheichen l'shavat. He saw the Eden resting over there, how they're resting so nice, each tribe on their own. Right away, he said, Maro, and Rabbi said, Matoy v'lech yakim v'shesech Yisrael. I love the way you guys are living. What did he see? The guys are so excited. Maro, Ro, you saw she'ein pischei ahaleya mechuvon izazer. They're very worried about their privacy tonight, and they made sure the doors weren't facing each other. Omar, he said, Rui and Halalu Shetisha Shkinaleyam. With such a thing, the Shkina is deserving to be Rasim. According to this, the whole basis for Hezegriya is what Bilam said in the Torah. So it's a pasuk in the Torah. Others say that the pasuk Matoivo Lecha Yaakov was not about how the Yidden live with each other, but when he realized he was a Navi, he says, Matoivo Lecha Yisrael, that I'm getting the Shkina telling me these things. And that's what he was so happy about. How you cutting? He said, God, it's small, you should make it big. So if you have a doorway 4 amos wide, you should make it 8 amos wide, because a door gets 4 amos in the chatzah. So if I have a door 4 amos wide, I'm entitled to 4 amos by 4 amos in the chatzah. My door is 8 amos wide, I'll be entitled to 8 amos. So the problem is, not the hezekriya, the problem is I'm getting extra space in the chatzah. According to that logic, if my doorway was only 2 amas wide, I'm allowed to enlarge it to 4, because even a 2 amas door is entitled to 4 amas. So therefore, if I have a 2 amas door, I'm allowed to make it 4, because the whole problem here is not hezekriya, the problem here is the door. If your door is only 2 amas wide, they still out entitled to 4 amas wide or not. So they live something more as follows. Rabbi Chama says a 2 amas door is entitled to 4 amas. Comes the Rabbi says no. A 2 amas door only gets 2 amas wide. 2 amas door wide, you only get 2 amas within the chutzah, 4 amas deep. But over here the problem is hezekriya. So therefore, if you widen the door, you can see more. One door, don't make it two. So Rabbi thought again. According to Rabbi Chama, every door, if it's 2 amos, one time 4 amos. If you had a door 4 amos, and you divide into 2 doors, what do you get now? 2 doors of 2 amos, you're going to get now 8 amos of space in the chutz, in the width. Because every door is entitled to 4 amos of space. So again, the problem is you're seizing larger parts of chutz. But taking a door 8 wide, I'm making it 2 doors of 4, you're allowed to. What's the difference? You're not getting any more space in the chutz. That's what he thought. Rava says, Rava, you're wrong again, because you don't get you don't get 2 amos door does not get what do you call it? Four amas. Two amas only gets two amas. So if you had a four amas door and then you divided two doors of two amas, you're still entitled to the same amount. But we know why you shouldn't do it. Because Hezekiah, what's the amal? You can tell him. When you only have one door, I know where I can see the door moving ajar. I can whatever. Today, let me see but two doors I can't avoid it. Let's go to the Mishnah. Abel Pesach, which is a rabbi, and Pesach, by the rabbi, intersecting us is no problem. The amal is safe, safe, regardless of boys, it's Tanuyim and Nedish Rabbi. You got to protect
yourself from the problem that's coming around.